The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
That's one example. Then 10 years later, there's another fire in Michigan. Michigan had some big fires. More than 1 million acres burned on a single day, September 6th, 1881. A couple of other examples for you real quickly. The Miramax Maine fire of 1825 burned 3 million acres. Wildfires in South Carolina in 1898 burned 3 million acres. The Great Idaho fire of 1910 burned 3 million acres. And I, personally, survived the 1988 fires in Yellowstone National Park, where 1.2 million acres burned in the park alone. So these fires in California, yeah, they're interesting because they make great television. It's not the end of the world. And in fact, these great fires have been going on for a very long time because we have trees and we have lightning and we have cyclical weather patterns that create them. There's my education, Megan. I wish Jerry Brown would listen just for 5 minutes.
Well, and there's also arsonists that create fires. And when you look at the California fires, I lived in California for 20 years. And most of the fires that I lived through while in that state were arson-driven. And they always light a match or somehow ignite or light a spark around the time of the Santa Ana winds, because the Santa Ana winds are an accelerant, especially when you have Santa Ana winds that are up to 60-mile-an-hour, 80-mile-an-hour gusts. That is what's going to accelerate that fire and do the most damage. So until we really find out the root cause of these fires, which Jerry Brown refuses to look at because then his whole climate change charade would be completely debunked.
I know the root. I can answer that. I know the root cause, and it's not climate change. It's bad governance. Let me explain. Because for a century in this country, up until about 1980 or 1982, the United States government went to war with every forest fire in America, tried to put everyone out. And as a result, all of these deadfalls and dry brush and grass have built up over many, many years. Same is true in California and Idaho and Washington, Oregon, Montana, all over the West. And in the mid-1980s, they said, you know what? If it starts on fire, let it burn. And burn it has. And burn it will, because there's this tremendous pileup of fuel. It's bad governance. It's the government trying to play God with nature, the same thing that Jerry Brown is doing now with global warming. You see, it didn't work for preventing forest fires, and it sure as the hell won't work with global warming. Carry on.
I wonder how Jerry Brown's going to deal with everything, especially climate change, when California secedes. That's what I've been waiting for and actually hearing for.
Please do.
Because, yes, we all want them to secede, because, quite frankly, again, they have to turn to the federal government for help when it comes to emergency funding in order to help battle these fires. And perhaps if Jerry Brown didn't have 500 bureaucracies in one state, with all pension plans for each other, trillions of dollars in unfunded pension plans, because you've got more government employees and more people dependent on the state government than you do actually working in the free market, of course they need help.
One exception. I would like to keep Northern California the area that they want to call the state of Jefferson in Northern California. I would keep that group of folks. I like them. Go on.
Well, yeah, and so that's what people don't understand. You know, I had some very heartless fans on my Facebook page say, let it burn, you know, let it burn to the ground. They get what they deserve. Well, you know, if you look at California, it's really ruled by the elite. It's ruled by San Francisco, and it's ruled by Los Angeles, and the rest of the state is red. And so I'm a huge proponent of Jefferson. I have plenty of people that are in agriculture, that have friends that are in agriculture, farming, et cetera, that have suffered great extents because of the man-made drought that was plugging California. So Jerry Brown wants to blame climate change, but yet he refuses to look at his own actions, which have caused these man-made disasters.
Here's the problem with the drought, the whole notion of the drought. California hasn't built a significant reservoir in something like 30 or 40 years. Right. 40 years ago, there were 15 million people living in California. Today, it's 35 million. Of course, they're low on water. They haven't saved any. They let it rain all the time, and then it runs back into the ocean. Last winter, California set near all-time records in many places and all-time records in some places because of snowfall. If they would just collect that in reservoirs, we wouldn't have much of a problem now, would we?
Right. Actually, the drought was over after last winter, after they were getting dumped with rain and snow, and then we were having mudslides and everything else. And even ski resorts were closed because there was too much snow. And that had solved the drought. But again, Jerry Brown is not going to tell his constituents the truth because the man, quite frankly, is that, you know what, crazy. That's why they call him Moonbeam Brown. And so his successor is not going to be any better because that is going to be Gavin Newsom. He used to be the mayor of San Francisco, who is now going to lead the state into further peril.
Yeah, further peril is right. Jerry Brown burns the truth. I think he also sparks a few blunts along the way. Just a thought, Megan. Just a thought.
Maybe that's what caused the fire.
You know, he might have forgot that he let it burn. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Maybe I had too much blunt this morning. I'm joking, of course. I love you. Thanks for stopping in.
Love you too. Thanks so much.
All right. Back in a moment on the Steve Rivers Show.
I didn't think drugs were a big deal until I did it more and more. I didn't care about school. Lost friends, got kicked off the team. I got busted and got rejected by the college of my dreams. My life fell apart. Don't let my story be yours. Don't do drugs.
Get the facts at michigan.gov/drug-free. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh my, look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.